Hey, everybody, I'm Dan Bespris, the host of Fantasy NBA Today, HoopBall's flagship full-season fantasy podcast. We cover every piece of news, every mock draft, every rank list, pickups, drops, buy lows, sell highs, and every sleeper candidate all year long, Monday through Friday. Come check us out. We're Fantasy NBA Today, and you can follow me on Twitter for updates at Dan Bespris, D-A-N-B-E-S-B-R-I-S. We'll talk to you soon.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. We are back. It is a weekend edition. It is Saturday. Welcome to August, everybody. Corona is still running rampant throughout the country. Wake me up when September ends. But the good news is that we got sports. We got basketball. We got baseball. We got a little hockey to talk about today. But before we jump in and say hello to Ramblin' Russ, just want to let you guys know that this podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com. They have the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. That's why they redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their water-resistant technology allows you to groom in the shower because, hey, where else are we going to do it, right, guys? I love mine, and so should you. Go to manscaped.com right now. Type in the promo code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Once again, HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Ramblin' Russ, what is going on? We had a little bit of a tough day yesterday throughout the betting. A lot of chalk came in, a lot of overs came in late. It wasn't such a great day for me. How about you?
It was a horrible day if you're a Mets fan. And I'm tired of it, Ramblin'. I'm tired. Ramblin' is tired of being a Mets fan. They're 3-5. I've been watching every game. Excruciating pain, this Mets team. Excruciating to watch. They blow 8-2 leads like a Little League team does. I mean, this is a disaster. This is an absolute disaster. They stink. And you know what? I've spent my last dollar betting on them. They're an atrocity. And you know what I think? I'm going to bet against them so they win. That's what I think. I mean, I'm so fed up with this Mets team. It gets late early around here, and within 8 games already in the bag, that's more than 10% of the season, 3 wins, 5 losses. They should easily be 5-3, 6-2, maybe even 7-1. They get no breaks. The umpires are against them. The guy misses home plate. They don't call him out. The strike zone's been terrible. DeGrom got strike 3 the other night in the 4th inning. The next guy comes up and hits a double. They score the runs. The Mets have been absolutely atrocious to watch. They got no bullpen. I'm tired of watching Diaz blowing save after save. I'm tired of seeing 8-2 leads being blown now. I'm going to start a therapy club for Mets fans. We need a therapy club out there.
Yeah, well, maybe you can organize one on Twitter. Guys, don't forget to follow my boy Russ Ramblin' Russ on Twitter at Russ Ramblin'. I am at Ira Silver Magic. It is a fantastic day to discuss sports. It's August 1st. Let's jump into it. We got a lot to talk about today. We got MLB, NBA, NHL. I got my picks of the day locked in already, and I hope you've been following me on Twitter because I locked in one a couple days ago, and the line has moved significantly. But before we get into that, Russ, let's jump into a little baseball action. We got the Cincinnati Reds taking on the Detroit Tigers. Tigers rolling out Fulmer. The Reds are rolling out Bauer. The Reds are minus 180. Over under is 9, shaded minus 110 to both sides. Russ, I don't know about you, man, but I'm sick and tired, just like you are of your Mets. I am sick and tired of these Cincinnati Reds. I cannot win a bet on them, against them. I'm just done with them. Last night was a perfect spot for them to come out with a victory, and they fall flat on their face, and I wanted to throw my phone to the television. I wanted to break everything in my place yesterday watching that game. What about you?
I like Detroit today, plus the 160. When in doubt, I'm taking underdogs.
Yeah, I mean, this
– in the NBA yesterday with money lines, and two of the five games came in for me. I like the Detroit Tigers today.
So hard to lay that big of a price with the Reds. They're so not trustworthy right now. I'm going to go ahead and pass on this game. Russ likes the Tigers at plus 160. Next game on the board, we got the White Sox against the Royals. The White Sox have the lefty Gonzalez against Bolaños, the righty for the Royals. Royals are plus 120. White Sox minus 140, over under 10.5. Shaded to the under. Actually, it is shaded evenly to both sides right now, minus 110. That just changed on me. Okay, well, I have no opinion here again. If I had to pick a side in this one, it would probably be the over 10.5. I love the Royals, but the White Sox or bats have been pretty good this year. So I'm just going to stay away from this game, maybe watch a little bit of it. I do like the Royals, but if I had to lean one way or the other, probably be the over 10.5 in this one. What about you, Russ?
I'm agreeing with you, Ira. I think you're right on top of that. First of all, the bullpens in all of baseball are horrendous, unless you have a Mariano Rivera, but he's retired. So I would go over, definitely over in that game.
Can we just talk about bullpens for a second before we even intro the game? But how bad is Craig Kimbrel? How bad is that guy? Comes in last night again. Gives up two solo shots. I mean, this guy has cost me so much money this year already, you have no idea. I mean, I'm on the under in that game, under 8.5 runs. It's, what, 6-1 in the top of the ninth. All he's got to do is just coming for the close. One run. Okay, I can handle one run. It's 6-1. I have under 8.5. This idiot gives up two solo home runs back to back. And the other night he walked and hit by pitch or something. He also gave up a ton of runs the other day. I mean, the guy is horrible. He's washed up. Just retire, dude. Get out of the league. You're costing me too much money already.
You need an analogy. I'll give you a poker analogy. That's like having three of a kind, right? Trip aces, right? And the other guy, you go all in, figuring you're a lock. You got an ace high. The other guy's got it. The board's ace, 2, 4, 5, and you got trip aces. You go all in, okay? You go all in. He calls you, and the three hits the river, and you chop the pot. He goes all in with, like, king ace. He calls you all in with king ace, figuring, I don't know what he's thinking. You got a three. You probably have a three or trips or whatever. He calls you, and then he gets the suck out to chop the pot. It's a similar type of thing. I mean, all you need is – you could give up one run but not two to lose a total bet. I mean, don't feel bad. I had the Rockies last night, okay? They're down to their last out, the Padres, and Fernando Tatis, who loved to kill the Mets, goes and kills the Rockies, hits a home run. Then the other kid, Pham, comes up, my fantasy guy from last year. It's a three-run homer. And then the Rockies come back in the bottom of the inning, put the tying run on third base with two outs, and what happens? A flyout. I'm thinking, oh, I might have a break here. I might get a nice little single for the Rocky win, but no. And then your Dodgers lay an egg too.
Yeah, well, I picked the Diamondbacks the other day. I thought it was a good spot for them against the Dodgers. They ended up losing that one and winning last night, so I missed my spot. But, yeah, I knew it was coming. But Kimbrel's just got to get out of the league. This guy, he's washed up. Anyways, next game on the board, we got the Indians against the Twins. Twins rolling out Maeda against Carrasco and the Indians. Really going to be a great game here, in my opinion. If I had to lean one way or the other, I'll probably lean Twins at minus 115 here. Indians are minus 105. I'm going to lean Twins minus 115, over under 8.5, over shaded to minus 115. I have no opinion on this one, but if I had to lean one way or the other, it would be Twins.
Yeah, you know, Ira, that's a tough spot. I haven't really looked at that game too closely. I think both teams are pretty solid. The Indians did mess with me the other day on my lock play of the day. I am only 3-3 on those right now, but I would stay away from that one, although I tend to like the home team in this game, Minnesota.
Yeah. All right. Next game on the board, we got your New York Mets and Wachter rolling out against the Braves and Toussaint. Toussaint and the Braves are minus 115 favorites right now. New York Mets minus 105, over under 10.5. shaded to the under at minus 115. Well, Russ, I'll let you handle this one. Take it away for us here.
I think the over's coming in tonight. That's my pick on this game. Neither team, you got Tucson who's got a 20 ERA going against the Mets, and he's a favorite. So don't bet the Mets today. Just whatever you do, don't bet the Mets. Don't lose your money. Take the over. Hope you get up to 5-5 and you're a winner, and that's it. So I like the over in that game. I would definitely stay away.
All right, yes. Next game on the board, we got the Astros and Zach Greinke against the Angels and Canning. Canning is a plus 140 underdog at home. Astros minus 170 road favorite here, over under 9.5, shaded to the under at minus 115. I don't know. I'm not really too hyped up on either of these teams right now. If I had to play a side in this one, it would definitely be the Astros, but at minus 170, I'm not really looking to lay 170. I might play the over 9.5, but yeah, no real strong opinion on this one either.
It's baseball. Anything can happen. I mean, you know, the pitcher for the Angels probably is due for a good start here.
Yeah, but against those Houston Astro bats, I don't know.
Greinke is not really that good either. I like your over angle.
I like Greinke, but yeah, I think over 9.5 is probably the play here. But again, not really not too thrilled about that game either. Boston Red Sox against the New York Yankees. Tanaka is on the mound for the Yankees against Godley for the Red Sox. Yankees are at home laying $1.75 here, over under 10, shaded to the over at minus 120. I know where you're leaning here, and I'm probably going to have to agree with you. Until the Red Sox really show me anything, I'm probably just going to have to lay the big price here with the Yankees and probably bet their team total if it's 5.5 or 6 here. What about you? What do you think?
Well, the Red Sox are 3-5, and two of those wins were against the Mets. So I love the Yankees today. I say stay with the Yankees today and tomorrow. The Yankees are the play, and they're the only reliable bet you could probably make today as far as the New York teams go. And I do like the Yankees today.
Is this your lock of the day, Ramblin'?
This is Lock It Up, Ramblin' Russ's Lock of the Day, the New York Bronx Bomber Yankees. And all you Yankee fans out there are probably cursing up and down right now.
Yeah, well, Tanaka, you know, at minus 175, it just seems like a decent enough price for me to pay to play against the Red Sox in this situation. Just because, you know, I would expect this line to be close to $2, just given the fact how bad the Red Sox have been just watching them. So I'm going to go ahead and lay the minus 175 with you here as well and play the Yankees. Next game on the board, we got the Tampa Bay Rays, Glasnow against Orioles. The Baltimore Orioles and LeBlanc, the lefty. The Rays are a huge favorite here, $2.35 favorite, over under 9, shaded to the under at minus 115. I don't know about you here, but I kind of like the over 9 at minus 105. I don't like a side in this one. Just too big of a price for me to lay with the Rays, and I'm not really feeling like I'm getting enough juice here with the Orioles at plus 185. So if I had to lean one, I'm probably not going to play the game, but if I had to lean one way or the other, it is going to be over minus 105 here.
You know, I think that the Orioles have, at 5-3, have been a little bit of a surprise early on in baseball. And Tampa Bay's lost 3 straight, and now they're on the road laying almost $2. You know what I say?
They're laying $2.35.
I say take the Orioles. Lean towards Baltimore.
I'm going to play the over probably in this one. But, yeah, Orioles are fine. I just wish I was getting 2-1. Not quite enough money.
Okay.
Not quite enough juice there for me to bet the Orioles today. We got a few more games left on the board here in baseball before we jump into basketball and the NHL. I got some locks in basketball and NHL, so stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We got the Dodgers and Urias, the lefty, minus 155 road favorites against the Diamondbacks and Weaver at plus 130, over under 9.5 here, under shaded at minus 115. I'm going to have to play the Dodgers. I mean, especially after their loss last night, I'm going to have to roll through, come back with the Dodgers here at minus 155. What about you?
Ira, I think you and I need to stay away from commenting on our favorite teams. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm just saying, you know, you're never, I don't think you've ever picked that I've heard you pick against the Dodgers.
I took the Diamondbacks the other day in their first game of the series.
And they lost, right?
And the Dodgers won.
So when you're on your team, your game. But I do think that the Dodgers should be much higher. They have a much better pitcher, Urias versus Weaver. Weaver had a rough outing, his first outing. Do you trust the Dodgers? I mean, that kid, the Mookie Betts, what a throw that kid made last night in that game. I would take the Dodgers safely today. I think the Dodgers are a lock too, but I wouldn't say the lock of the day. I think the Yankees are, but I might do a Yankee Dodger, and then I might throw the Braves in for that three-team parlay. But I do like the Dodgers today.
Yeah, Dodgers-Yankees parlay seems like a pretty decent situation there. Next game on the board, we got Padres and Lucchesi against Freeland and the Rockies, both rolling out left-handed pitchers. Padres are a short road favorite, minus 120, over under 12.5, shaded to the over at minus 115. I tried playing the under out last night at under 11.5, and I also took the derivative first five under 6.5. Won the first five. We all know how the total game went there. I kind of like the under again in this one. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be playing it just because these teams are, you know, they got some offensive firepower. And not only that, you're playing at Coors Field, hitter's ballpark. So not sure if I'm really, really want to try and get down on this game. But, you know, first five innings is seven.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And a half. I mean, that is a freaking crazy number. I think you just kind of got to click the under 7.5 at minus 115 and just hope for the best here in the first five innings.
Ira, you know, the momentum is next day starting pitching, and I just think the Rockies have a better starter going today. And I think they're going to bounce back from that disappointing loss last night, unable to close that game out against the Padres. Had they done that, they would have had another win in a row. And I just think they're playing better overall with a better starter. I know the records say San Diego here, 6-2 versus overall versus 4-2. But I do think that the Rockies are going to win this game tonight.
Yeah, I think I would have to play the Padres. I think the Lucchesi is a better pitcher, in my opinion. But I like under 7.5 first five. Anyways, going on to the next game, we got two more games on the MLB slate, Russ. And I want to see if maybe you have an opinion on these games here. I got the Pirates and Keller versus Chatwood and the Cubs. Another game I can't understand. Hopefully they retire Kimbrel or just, you know, cut him or something because that guy's horrible. We got the Cubs at minus 160, Pirates plus 135, over under 9, shaded to the over at minus 120. What do you got to say on this one?
Lay the juice. Take the Cubbies. I like the Cubbies at home. I like the Cubbies. I've been on the Cubbies so far. I've won with them. I like the Cubs.
All right. You heard it there. Cubs again. Maybe add that one to your little pizza parlay, Mr. Ramblin' Russ. Anyways, you know, it's just – I'm just at a loss for words right now. You know, just these Cubs, these bullpens, are just they just frustrate me. I really need two bottles of whiskey to get through a baseball game. But, yeah, guys, we got one more game on the MLB slate, and then we're going to jump onto the NBA and NHL to get those locks. And just in case you're wondering where I'm betting at mybookie.ag, and you should too. They got up-to-the-minute odds on all your favorite teams, and the NBA bubble just started. Let's lock in some good NBA bets today on mybookie.ag. Go to mybookie. Type in the promo code HOOPBALL, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L. Get a match on your deposit 100%, and they'll toss you a free $10 MLB future wager. All you got to do, enter that promo code HOOPBALL20. Remember, at MyBookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win, they pay. I can attest to that. One more game on the MLB slate. We got Fires in the Athletics against Kikuchi and the Mariners. Man, the fires for Oakland, -155 road favorite over under 9.5, shaded to the over at -115. What do you got to say about this one? I like the Athletics here.
You know, I'm staying with my Mariners for some reason. They're not getting a little respect early on by the odds makers. They're home dogs constantly. They're long shots. They're
Seattle's well, they're not a awesome. Great. They're not a great team, in my opinion.
They're not. But again, a short season might be helping them. They might be getting lucky. I don't know. I would, if anything, I'm leaning slightly to staying with Seattle.
No way. Give me the Athletics at -155. Anyways, guys, next on the board, we got the long-awaited suspenseful picks for the NBA bubble in Orlando. First game up on the board, we got the my new hometown and Miami Heat against Denver Nuggets. Miami is a 1.5-point favorite. Money line, -125, over under 211.5. You know, I really like the Heat in this spot. I bet them already. I believe I got them at Eve at pick, but I can't remember. I'd have to pull it up. But I still like the Miami Heat. I'd probably play the money line at -125 instead of the spread at -1.5, -110. Like the overs, you know, I tried going with the unders in NBA. It doesn't look like unders are going to come in at all. It looks like just scrimmage basketball out there, like I'm shooting hoops at LA Fitness or something like that. So I'm going to go over here as well. 211.5 seems like a low total in this one. Give me the Heat. Give me the over, and let's rock and roll. Russ, you have any opinion on that one?
I'm right with you, but be careful about Miami.
Nah. These guys are great.
Spoelstra's one of the best coaches. Let me finish my point. Spoelstra's one of the best coaches in the NBA, in my humble opinion. And I like the Heat myself. I'm a Heat fan because of Pat Riley. I think that the Heat will win this game, but the total is 211. Will the Heat give up 100 points? I don't know. I like the Heat's defense. I always have. And so that's all. That's my opinion.
But, yeah, in a regular season, I might just stay away from the total, but it just looks like pickup basketball out there. So I'm just going to roll with the overs until it stops hitting. Just kind of for my eye test as of last night. But, yeah, give me the Heat and a hard lean to the over 211.5 in the Miami game. Next game on the board, we got the Utah Jazz against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder are 2-point favorites, -135 on the money line, over under 216.5. Give me the Oklahoma City Thunder, -2 points at -110. You got any opinion on this one, Russ?
Slight lean to the dog here, +2 Jazz.
You like +2 with the Jazz?
Yep.
All right. Next game up on the board. We're almost at my lock of the day, but again, the line has moved, so still kind of like it at that number, but I'll get to it in a second. Pelicans, Clippers. Clippers are a 5-point favorite, over under 230.5. No real opinion in this one for me. Slight lean to the under.
I have a big opinion on this one. I like the Clippers. Minus
Ramblin'
five.
Russ has a big-time opinion.
I do. I like the Clippers. I think they're a much better team than the Pelicans.
Russ, why don't you speak up a little bit into the mic so the audience can really hear what you got to say.
I love the LA Clippers. They're the better team, and they're going to win tonight.
You like them at -5?
-5.
All right. Slight lean to lean to the over for me, 230.5. Russ likes the Clippers -5. And here is the bet that I posted on Twitter a couple days ago. The line has moved in my favor. 3.5 points already. It is the Indiana Pacers against the 76ers. The 76ers are a 6-point favorite, over under 216.5. I posted on Twitter, lock in the over at 213. Lines moved 3.5 points now, 216.5. Still like the over, but just be careful. Just be careful. I hope you were following me on Twitter. Once again, I'm at Iris Silver Magic if you don't know by now. But I always post my plays that I make. And, you know, when I bet something early, I like to give it out on Twitter just in case the line moves. I got 213. It's up to 216.5. I think the sharp money's on the over here in this one. And that's my play right there in that game. Russ, any opinion on this one?
I like the dog. I think the Pacers aren't getting the respect in this spot, and I think I think Indiana shows up, plays hard, may even pull off the upset.
I kind of like the dog as well, but I'm going to stay off the side in this one. And the last game up on the board for the NBA bubble is tonight is the Los Angeles Lakers against Toronto Raptors. The Lakers are a 2.5-point favorite, over under 218.5. I have no opinion on this one. I'm just going to watch the Lakers win, but I have no opinion on this one. What about you?
I'm with you on this one. It's a tough game to handicap, and the Lakers, are the Lakers, but you have LeBron, but I don't know how you bet against them, but there's a certain reason why the line's low.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Raptors won the game, but I'm just rooting for the Lakers here as a fan, but no real bet on this one.
Okay. So my lock of the day in the NBA, just for all you out there that follow me on at Russ Ramblin', is the Indiana Pacers plus the points.
All right. We like it. Guys, here is my lock of the day. NHL restart, Eastern Conference, early game, noon on the East Coast. The New York Rangers against the Carolina Hurricanes. I already posted it early this morning on my Twitter. I'm sick and tired of this hurricane talk. Hockey Hurricanes, regular Hurricanes. As you know, I'm in Miami. We got a hurricane coming this weekend. I'm sick and tired of these Hurricanes. Give me the Rangers plus 110 on the money line.
Any particular reason why you like them?
You know, if I had to give away all my secrets, I wouldn't be here, right? But I'll give a little bit of tidbits here. I believe the Hurricanes are without Dougie Hamilton, okay? I have to verify that, but I'm 99% sure they're out without Dougie Hamilton today. The Rangers' goaltending is fantastic, that trio in net. I also have the Rangers to win the series at plus 115 against the Hurricanes. I just really like the Rangers' goaltending, and when you have the type of goaltending that the Rangers do, they could get hot. They got three really good goalies, and I just think that they have the slight edge there. There's a reason that they're only a plus 115 dog to win this series. And I'm going to go ahead and lock in the Rangers. I already locked in the Rangers. But the line's at plus 110. I'd lock it in if I were you here. I'd also lock in the Rangers to win the series at plus 115. No opinion on the total, which is over under 5.5, shaded to the over at minus 120. But that's my lock of the day. Give me the New York Rangers. And the Hurricanes are not going to destroy anything today. Next game on the board, we got the Chicago Blackhawks taking on the Edmonton Oilers. Blackhawks plus 120. Oilers minus 140. Wow, I bet the Blackhawks already, and the line has come down significantly here. I bet the Blackhawks, I believe, at plus 135. The line now is plus 120 for the Blackhawks. Not sure if any news was released this morning, but I like the Blackhawks here. I also like the Blackhawks in the series. Blackhawks and Rangers are my two kind of under-the-radar teams for the Cup this year. I do have futures tickets on the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Las Vegas Golden Knights, but that was bet 6 months ago, 7 months ago. If I took a couple long shots here with the Blackhawks and the Rangers to win the Cup as well. I like the Blackhawks here. It's going to be a tough game, going to be a tough match, going to be a tough series. But give me the Blackhawks. I took a little bit of pizza money on them to win the series as well at plus 165. And that's my opinion there. I'm not sure if you're a big hockey guy, Russ, or you got any opinions on this. But, give me the Blackhawks and their experience.
The last hockey game I played in, Ira, your listeners will get a kick out of this one, was a street hockey game in seventh grade after school. I'm not a big hockey guy. However, I agree with you about the Rangers with the hot goalie. I think that's a great analysis. And I do root for the Rangers. I have to tell you, of all the teams I root for, they're the least on my totem pole of watching them play. Often I watch hockey waiting for a boxing match to come to break out. But I know it's very exciting to watch in-person hockey. I think of the major sports, hockey will probably take the biggest beating as far as ratings go. I'm not so sure people are going to be tuning in. But that'd be interesting to see how it plays out in the viewer spectator sport on TV. Unlike football, basketball, and even baseball, I think hockey is more exciting being at the arena, they say, than any other sport. But
I do agree with your analysis. You're spot on with the Rangers.
Well, hockey is my favorite sport, so hopefully I know a little bit about what I'm talking about here. Give me the Blackhawks also. Tons of experience on their side. They've been through it. They know what's up. Oilers, young team. They're good. Don't get me wrong. Really like the Oilers. Great, great, great hockey club. A lot of young talent on that team, but I think the Blackhawks' experience here in the shortened season series price, the best out of five here in the qualifying round, is gonna really pay some dividends here for the Blackhawks. Next game on the board, we got the Florida Panthers against the New York Islanders. I don't really want to get too much into detail on this one, but the Islanders really let me down a lot this season when I bet on them. But it's so hard for me to back the Florida Panthers here, so it's probably a pass game and a pass series for me, but a slight lean to the Islanders. Next game on the board, we got the Montreal Canadiens against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And the Canadiens are plus 135. The Pittsburgh Penguins are minus 160. Canadiens are also plus 190 to win the series. I like the Canadiens here. Pittsburgh does have a lot of offensive firepower, but I don't really trust the goaltending for the Pittsburgh Penguins. They got to show me something before I get off of the Canadiens here. Canadiens are a very scary team. Carey Price in net, and they got some pieces there that could really threaten the Penguins. I'm going to go ahead and just take a little bit of a shot here with the dog in this one. Canadiens plus 135 today. And the last game on the board here for the NHL today on Saturday is the Winnipeg Jets against the Calgary Flames. Calgary is minus 130 on the money line. Winnipeg plus 110 over under 5.5 goals, minus 125 shaded to the over. Kind of like the over in this one. Both these teams can score goals. Over 5.5 would probably be my play if I had to chase late in the evening if I'm wrong about a few other games during the day. So it's a chase game for me. If I had to lean one way or the other, it'd be 5.5 and the Jets here. But anyways, that is all that we have for today. Let's go win some money, Russ.
Let's make it a great day, everybody. Enjoy all the sports that are on today. It's a great day for sports. Finally, we get a day where we have three major sports in action and plenty of games to bet on. So good luck.
Yeah, good luck in your action, Russ. Good luck to all the listeners. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. Russ is at Russ Ramblin'. I am at Iris Silver Magic. We are at Hoopball Gaming. This is a Hoopball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. And I will see you on the flip side. Let's make some money!
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.